everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Well, what is the single best decision that you've ever made? Can you think of that? I want to share a story with you, and it's by a man named Danny Dover. And he was writing this account from a hotel room in Ashford, Washington. And he said that tomorrow, the next day after he was writing this, he will make an attempt at Mount Rainier. It's obviously quite a climb, but this life list item, if completed, will mean that he has passed the halfway mark on his life list. This list of things that he really wanted to do before he died. So before starting to write this post, he exchanged friendly tweets with the person who now has his own job. He says it was right after hitting send that the magnitude of how much his life has changed in the past 8 months really came into focus. He says his life is now completely different. He has a new home, new job, friends, and a new lifestyle. And it all started with one single decision. The single best decision he's ever made wasn't leaving his old lifestyle and moving to Buenos Aires. It wasn't surrounding himself with interesting places, people, and things. It wasn't even the choice that he made to actively love more. Those things all made his life better, but they were merely the results of a much bigger decision. So the single best decision that he ever made was to choose a direction in life fully and uninhibitably and commit himself to it. And the direction of itself was irrelevant. So where he was going was kind of irrelevant. He just made the decision that he was going to fully commit to moving forward and his next step. So he didn't hesitate to ask what if. He didn't wait for more data. He didn't ask for more opinions. He says he was really nervous about the conscious decision he made to grab life and just live it his way. And he made the decision to pursue his life list, all of these things that he had on his life list. And in order to accommodate it, he had to radically change everything about his life in order to pour himself into it. So he's sitting there on the eve of climbing the biggest physical mountain of his life, and he's just smiling because the real battle has already been won. The mental mountain has already been summited. So which summit, he's asking, is next for you? Do you fully commit to something and throw yourself into it? Or are you tentative? Are you somebody that finds excuses and is nervous and scared about the next decision? Or do you go confidently with all the changes in your life? Well, when the seasons change or a crossroad approaches in your life, change is inevitable for sure. But with these changes, we often have to make decisions. Making your own decisions and accepting the consequences allows you to stay in control of your time. So here are 4 tips to help you be more effective in decision making. So 1, identify the purpose of your decision. 2, brainstorm and list different possible choices. What are all of your options? Lay them all out on the table. 3, evaluate each choice and their consequences, and maybe even make a pros and cons list of your options to kind of help weigh things back and forth. And 4, determine the best alternative and put the best decision into action. So here's a quote along those lines from President James E. Faust of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And it says, as we look into the future, we are going to need to be stronger and more responsible for our choices in a world where people call evil good and good evil. Tomorrow's blessings and opportunities depend on the choices we make today. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stack. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.